This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is denying he urged Attorney General William Barr to hold a news conference clearing him of any illegal acts in a July phone call with Ukraine's president. The Washington Post reports Mr. Trump made the request and Barr declined. Meanwhile, former National Security Advisor John Bolton was a no-show so far today for a scheduled interview in the impeachment probe. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Investigators summoned Bolton after others testified about his concerns over the Trump administration's Ukraine policy, specifically about a shadow foreign policy run by the president and private lawyer Rudy Giuliani. While Bolton has not appeared, one of Vice President Mike Pence's aides is testifying today behind closed doors. Jennifer Williams is a career Foreign Service officer detailed to Pence's office as a Europe and Russia advisor. Her appearance comes days before Democrats convene the probe's first public hearings. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
China says Beijing and the United States will roll back tariffs as trade talks advance. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
A Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman says envoys have agreed to a phased cancellation of tariff increases depending on the progress of negotiations. He told reporters that if both sides reach a first phase agreement, then based on that deal, they will cancel already imposed tariffs proportionally. The trade war has led to billions of dollars worth of punitive tariffs on each other's exports. China wants to have these roll back as part of a big trade agreement. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Chinese court has sentenced 9 fentanyl traffickers to in a case that is the culmination of a rare collaboration between Chinese and U.S. law enforcement. The sentences handed down today included one suspended death sentence, 2 life sentences, and some shorter ones. This is